What an interesting question our Lord asked these two disciples. What are you looking for? Now, that might be a question we ask ourselves as we're wandering through the grocery store. Now, what am I looking for again? Or digging around in a junk room in our house or a junk drawer. What am I looking for? Obviously, the question our Lord is asking is far deeper than that. He's asking a question that, do we ever ask ourselves? What am I looking for in life? What in the depth of my soul am I looking for? It's a question that causes us to really look inward and to look at the path that our life has followed and where we're going with our life. What are we trying to find? Where are we going? What is the purpose of our life? It's questions like this. And when we do this, if we ever take the time to actually stop and think about it, we might answer with questions of, well, I'm looking for a job that's more fulfilling. Yes, the job I have now, it pays the bills, but it's not very fulfilling. It just does the job. Maybe I'm trying to find peace among our family and friends. We're always fighting, and I just would really like to find some peace in our lives. Maybe what we're looking for is more money and more possessions. We want to strike it rich. We want to have the nice car and the nice house and everything else that we're told we're supposed to have. Maybe we're looking for deeper, more fulfilling relationships with others, getting to know someone on a much deeper level, on a more intimate level. With all these answers that we might find when we ask that question, there is something deeper that we are looking for, and that's fulfillment in life. We're looking to be fulfilled. We're looking for that which satisfies our needs and our desires. And we think we can find it in these other things. Well, the disciples found the answer to that question of what we are looking for, whether or not they completely understood it. They understood that our Lord was somebody worth following, but did they truly understand the depth of what they found? I don't think so. The answer that they found was to be with the Lord, to reside with him. That's what they asked. Where do you live? Where are you staying? Because they wanted to reside with him, to learn from him, to sit at his feet, literally, and learn from him. Because as Andrew told his brother Simon, later known as Peter, they found the Messiah, the Savior, the King they were expecting. This is the answer we need to find as well in our lives. For everything that we are looking for, the fulfillment is our Lord. Our Lord is fulfillment of that question, what am I looking for? What am I seeking? Because we have found the Messiah, and now we are to reside with him, to sit at his feet and listen to him. We are called to really follow the example of these disciples, but also Samuel. I love that passage from Samuel, 1 Samuel, where he's hearing the voice of God for the first time, and he doesn't quite know what's going on. And you could almost imagine Eli being woken up going, what's going on? Go back to bed. You know, we always read the gospel, so, you know, you should read the scriptures with respect, but you can imagine Eli waking up, I'm not calling you, go back to bed. How most of us would respond, right? The disciples, they listened and they learned from our Lord. Just as Samuel listened and learned and followed God. As Samuel learned and as the disciples learned, God speaks to us through the silence of our hearts. He doesn't shout at us. He doesn't yell at us. Instead, he speaks to us through the power of the Holy Spirit residing within us. The question is, are we listening? Or do we allow the noise of the world to overwhelm that quiet voice of God calling us in the night? Do we miss hearing God because of the noise of the world? This is why I've reiterated so many times and why the spiritual masters and the great theologians of the church have reiterated the need for daily prayer. The need for taking time daily to silence ourselves before God so we can become familiar with that voice as Samuel did. To hear that voice of God speaking in our hearts and to recognize it and to follow it. To not fill our days with the things and the needs and the desires that we have, but instead to be uncomfortable before God and listen to Him. When we seek to listen to Him, there are times where we will mistake that voice. We'll think we're hearing God's voice, but not really. We're hearing our own, what we want God to say, what we want God to think of. You know, it's the idea of the person of, God, if you really want me to buy that, all of a sudden, hey, that thing becomes available. You know, God, I would really like to have that car, so if you want me to buy it, make it easy for me to buy. Well, we know the salesman's going to make it easy for you to buy. God doesn't have to do that for us. That's hearing our voice and thinking it's God. The other problem we can do is we can hear His voice, but mistake it for other people speaking, like Samuel did. And of course, we overcome that by becoming familiar with the Lord. God is already speaking in our lives, and we may be hearing it, but we don't realize where it comes from. The risk that we take if we seek to hear God's voice is it will challenge us. It will challenge our preconceived notions. It will challenge the status quo in our lives. It will challenge us to change. There's that horrible word again, change. But if we listen to God's voice, it will lead us to a much better place in our lives than if we don't. Because it will draw us closer to Him spiritually. We will come to know Him more personally, and we will be called to give of ourselves more completely. In other words, we will be called to be His disciple. We will be called to follow Him. We will be called to that conversion of heart that leads us to eternal life. So when we ask that question, what are you looking for? What am I looking for? May we be able to answer as Samuel did, speak, for your servant is listening.